It is getting cold in Victoria, Texas, December 22nd, 2022. I turned 48 this week. And the next day, I tested positive for COVID-19. This is the second time that I've had COVID-19. The last time I had the fusion therapy, and the symptoms were very minor. It was just nothing. I was okay. And, felt a little bit of strangeness in the head, but nothing like this time. This time is really bad. I was really scared Tuesday and Monday night. I could not breathe. And this started, I think, either Thursday night I may have gotten it, or Saturday. I was shaking a few people's hands, which I had avoided doing. I was always doing the fist bump, and I just got real relaxed. We haven't been wearing masks. I started going to the gym a lot. I even sat in the sauna room, the steam room a few times. And, you think it's over. You hear the triple-demic, but I have every vaccine available. I got the flu shot. I got the pneumonia shot. And, you think you're safe, but you still need to protect yourself. So the last time I got COVID-19, I was not following the advice to wear the better mask, the K9 mask. What's it called? Not K9. Anyway, the bigger filtered mask, right? I was sticking with the cloth mask, and I should have upgraded. So then I got COVID that time. It was around February, because I had the infusion therapy February 9th, 2022. And there was some research that COVID-19 vaccines kind of spurred the onset of diabetes in younger people. And I think it did that for me, because my family has diabetes on my mother's side. And so I always staved it off by exercising. I've always been a big person. It's hard for me to keep my weight down. But last December, around my birthday, I was diagnosed with diabetes. So I've been on diabetes medication and insulin for a year now. So I thought getting back to the gym would be helpful. And maybe that's where I got COVID-19. Or maybe it was a handshake. Or maybe it was a few restaurants I went to. I don't know. But I can remember one time thinking something like hit my nose. Like you can feel you got something. But I'm thankful I went to the doctor right away, because I was supposed to go to a friend's house and I wanted to, get the Z-Pak, get a steroid shot and get to feeling better right away. So I went to the clinic and they were like, well, the doctor wants you to get tested for flu or COVID. So go back to your car. We'll come out. And you really have to advocate for yourself, because I was sitting out there for almost an hour. So I finally called back the clinic and said, I'm still out here. Do you know how long it's going to be? So then the doctor calls right after that and we talk. I answer a bunch of questions. We get the test, because there's no fever, there's no body aches, no more than normal fatigue. And 15 minutes later, the nurse comes out, swabs my nose, which it's not the invasive, deeper, entry to the nostril with a Q-tip type thing. She said, blow in the Kleenex, and then she just swabbed around the nose, nostril, outer nostril. So that was nice, because when they stick it way up there, that's just so unpleasant. So then 15 minutes after that, she called and said, I'm sorry, you have COVID-19. I know it's the holidays. I feel so bad. So I canceled my travel plans. I was going to go to Houston, San Antonio, possibly Midland. And I've been in quarantine since, which is fine. I enjoy being in my place when I can and watching movies. I'm reading a book that someone gave me for my birthday. So that's been fun. I have plenty of groceries and everything. And but this time was miserable. It was scary. I couldn't breathe. My chest was tight. I used my inhaler a lot more. So the doctor gave me a prescription for Paxlovid. So I, they call it in apparently. So I go immediately to the Walgreens because they usually have it done pretty quickly. And they said there's nothing yet. So I said, okay, I'm going to go home, chill out, and come back. But I know I wanted to get on this ASAP. So that's the cough I've had, I think, since Monday. And so my left side is very sore and it hurts. But yeah, I was saying, I think COVID-19 vaccine spurred on my diabetes sooner and quicker, but I'm treating it. I'm trying to do better. And my family has lived long lives with that. Most of them, as long as they take care of themselves and take their medication. Okay, so back to the prescription. Come home. I think I take a nap. I'm real worried I need to get on this medication because I cannot breathe. I'm coughing, sneezing constantly, blowing my nose constantly. Those were the three main symptoms, okay? It was coughing, it was sneezing, itchy nose. And then, of course, the worst thing is not being able to breathe, not getting a full breath because it was in my chest. My chest was tightened and my breathing was labored. So I call the pharmacy. They're like, no, nothing yet. But I go in a little after that and I say, you know, I need this. And they're like, we don't have it. But go to the other place and ask them to get it from us. So I go to the other place and I say, can you call the other place and ask for this Paxlovid prescription? And they're like, oh, we don't have to do that. We see it here and we can fill it, but it's going to be 30 minutes. So I say, okay, I'll be back in 30 minutes. So I go back in 30 minutes. I have my water ready. I pick up the prescription and I take it immediately after I pull out of the drive-thru. And immediately notice it's starting to work. Come home, take another nap. By this time, it's the afternoon, early evening. And then I don't start feeling better till the second or third dose. And today I'm still coughing a little bit. The breathing was better. And but yeah, this time was bad. And, you know, I am fully vaccinated. I got my first Moderna on February 4th, 2021. That was when we were playing a lottery system. You had to really try to get in. I was using three devices trying to secure an appointment. You drive to the location. Everything was 6 feet apart. There was lines, people 6 feet apart, and then you waited, and then you took the shot, and then you waited until you didn't have a reaction for sure. So then the second dose, I got Moderna on March 9th. That was the same situation, lots of people trying to get it. And then August 21st, let's see, that would have been the 21 also, I got Moderna, and I got that on my grandfather's birthday. And bless his heart, he always smoked. He was a heavy smoker. He had diabetes, but he was never really ill or sick. You know, he took his medications. He was an avid reader. He served in the military and did the best he could in his lifetime. But I can remember visiting him on the last day of his life, and I prayed for him and told him my mother loved him. And I got pneumonia the next day, and I think it's because I got too close to him and got it from him. But rest in peace, Grandpa. I know you did well. So anyway, that was August 21st. Got it in memory of him. I lost my father, my stepfather, to COVID-19, November 2020. So that was bad. I remember going to the family and I wore a mask and someone criticized me for it. And anyway, that's their life, but I'm trying to protect myself and I want to live. I'd like to live until I'm older. Life is hard. It's not been easy, but I want to live and do my best and give back and be of usefulness to someone else. So the second one, that's 1, 2, 3 shots. The fourth shot, I got the Pfizer shot, and I got it on May 12th, 2022. I got it at a Target, and oh no, that was at Walgreens. So yeah, I got the Pfizer. One of these shots I got at Target, and you know, you had to be at risk to get it. And I kind of talked the pharmacist into it. I'm like, well, I am overweight and I'm 47. That should be enough. So I got that shot. And then the latest one I got, which was the booster, was on September 22nd. And shortly after that, in October, I got the flu shot and the pneumonia shot at the same time. I'd never gotten the pneumonia shot, and the so for some reason, I just was talking to friends and stuff, and they encouraged it, even though it's really for, I guess, 65 and older or 60 and older. I thought it can't hurt, so I'm going to start getting that every year. And it really stings because the pharmacist laughed at me because I kind of yelped when she gave it to me, but I had just gotten the flu shot as well, which doesn't hurt. And then on the other arm, I got the, you know, pneumonia shot, and it stung. So anyway, I'm grateful for all those vaccines. I'm thankful for Paxlovid. I'm still not out of the dark. I feel miserable. But I can breathe a little better, and this is just scary stuff. And I just feel so bad for the people that I thought I had a chest cold. I thought I had a head cold. I could have ridden it out, but I am thankful I went to the doctor. I just feel so bad for people who cannot afford this, who do not have health insurance, who do not have the means and know how to advocate for themselves and fight for what they need and ask for what they need and get what they need. So I think I got the Paxlovid in time, and then I should be clear Monday and I go back to work Tuesday. So I'm hoping that I'm out of the dark and I don't have any rebound cases. I don't get it again. And I'm going to just wear my mask a little more through the winter, because there was that warning again. It was the triple-demic, and, you know, I shouldn't have been shaking hands. I should have worn a mask out. And it was just so nice for the last few months to be out of the dark, it seemed. And I flew, where did I fly to? Well, I flew to Houston, and I didn't wear a mask around Thanksgiving. And then I flew to Pennsylvania. Not Philadelphia, but was it Pittsburgh? Anywhere, somewhere in Pennsylvania. And I didn't wear a mask on the flight and everything. Maybe I did a little bit, just depending on what I saw around me. But, you know, we need to protect ourselves still. And I also got, you know, was it March or April? It may have even been the summer, with all the scare of monkeypox, which we haven't heard a lot about then, but I got both of those shots, even though I'm not at high risk. I just wanted to get it because I am an LGBTQ member, and who knows when I might find Mr. Right. So anyway, take care of yourselves, get the vaccines, go to the doctor if you feel sick. Don't go around other people if you're sick. Stay home if you're sick, and take care of yourself. So I think that's all I wanted to share. Just very scary, very miserable, and that's my COVID story for the most part. Bye.